101X, it's the Morning X. Jason Dickens, friends. Good morning, my friends. What's up? How you doing? Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good. Hey, there's my number one friend right there. I found a window in the Hajda, and I let myself in. Stumble through the refrigerator, find myself a beer. Assistant host of the program, Nicholas Hajda. What's up, buddy? What's up?
And your singing sounds country. Yeah. I don't think it's a country song.
It's not a country song.
I think it's like an emo song.
Not an emo song.
Rock and roll song?
Grunge. Yeah. Texas grunge from 1994, 5-ish.
New grunge.
Yeah, it's the wrong word. You don't stumble through a refrigerator. You stumble into the hallway outside her bedroom door. Mm-hmm. I hear the fear in her voice. She pulls the covers tighter. Against the door.
Toadies.
I rifle through the refrigerator. You know, it's funny. This is... Here, let's just listen. Rummage through the refrigerator. That's me singing the song. Mm-hmm. That's the number one hit ever from Toadies and the Sucktones. I would have never got to rummage there. I was like, stumble through, rifle through the...
peruse the refrigerator.
Yeah. Knock things over this way and that through the refrigerator.
That's just the extra little ting that you give it that prevents the Toadies from suing you.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys cover it. Yeah.
How's your body?
Good.
Yeah. Nick and I played 2 hours of pickleball yesterday.
2 hours?
Yeah. I mean, the plan was to meet at 10:30 and I left at 12:30. I guess we didn't officially get going until 10:45 or so, something like that. But I was planning for that endeavor and I'm a little wrecked, but Nick was a last minute replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering, everything, you good? Everything's all right?
Yeah. I mean, stuff hurts, but you know.
Stuff hurts.
Stuff hurts when you're this old.
Mm-hmm.
So. No, I don't think it really did anything to me. You know, I do yoga on the reg. So
oh, wow.
Probably in the best shape of my life.
Good for you.
Yeah.
That's not true, right?
I mean, I did play football in high school, so I'd have to assume that was...
I've said that now that when I lost all the weight and run every day, I'm like, I'm in the best shape of my life. And I was like, I was a high school athlete for a second. Like, that for sure.
You were a catcher.
How dare you, sir?
I mean, the main requirement is, can you squat for an entire game?
It is the hardest, the most physically demanding position in all of baseball.
Okay.
Which one's more physically demanding?
I don't know. I want to say shortstop because they're always jumping and diving.
I mean, who's the best athlete? You probably pick a center fielder, but I guess I was talking about the best shape of your life, but there is no more physically demanding position. Hi, Emily. How are you? Oh, Emily still has COVID. She's not here today. We'll check in with her later.
She's not even getting tested anymore, is she? She's just like, I'm permanently on just sick leave.
You know what? We yelled at her on the phone as we were hanging up yesterday. Get tested. And then I was like, we should check back with her later. We didn't. Yeah. She must not have gotten tested, right?
Sure.
Will we ever see Emily again?
We should get one of those COVID sniffing dogs.
I had another dream last night, but this one, I don't even think I can tell you guys about. I don't think I'm going to tell
you. My drafts and laughs?
No, but I mean, it was about this morning show for the...
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it's just less fun than yesterday's. I'm fine. Thanks for asking, guys. It's time for Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news. The news. The news.
Pickleball.
So you don't have to. The first show this week, Tuesday, I had gone to sleep like 10 seconds earlier. And so, yeah, I felt like my enunciation was poor. And then yesterday, I was just killing it. And, like, I was like, man, you are really doing it today, Jason. You are doing it and doing it and doing it well. And then I just said, so I got no idea what's in store for today.
So I point out that there was a show on Monday as well, technically.
I wasn't. There's no shows if I'm not here.
Some would agree.
I mean, you might.
Definitely no ratings.
Air something if you like, but okay. Off to a great start today. I got a whole pile of fast food news for you, including the return of the Mexican pizza, how you can be the first one to get one. But first this, let's let sleeping dogs lie in bed with us. A new study found that 2/3 of pet owners let their pets sleep in the bed with them. I actually am surprised that it's that low. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I guess some people will tell you strict dog owners that that's not good. That's not healthy. That you should make the dog its own bed and it sleeps there.
Well,
they're the dog, you're the human.
Some people would tell you that's how you end up with a divorce on national TV that everybody's obsessed with. Because the you poop in the bed and then you blame it on the dog. I'm doing an Amber Turd thing again.
I saw what you were doing, okay. But I just wondered why you went there, but that seems fine.
Well, it's either that or the random story I'll see about the guy that the dog licked his face and then some sort of weird parasite got on his face and now he's dead. So that's why you don't do that. But that's a little bit dark, so with the Johnny Depp.
Those are the reasons why you don't let the dog sleep in the bed with
your dog might
kill
a weird disease on its
bad
tongue.
Bad case scenario, the dog poops in the bed. Worst case scenario, the dog might have a weird disease that it will wipe onto your face and then you'll be dead.
It's a slippery slope.
Not just like you should develop some boundaries and determine it's a part of a good training program. None of that.
No.
You, this is a space for you and your significant other to be close to each other, not for the dog to be in there.
At this point, I'll take whatever in the bed I can
get. Have you ever had a dog?
Technically not one of my own, but we had a dog growing up.
That's your dog.
Outside dogs. No, it was my brother's dog, Waffles. Oh.
Wait, you had a Waffles the dog growing up?
Yeah, I know.
And now you had a Waffles the dog as a roommate's dog?
It's like one of my security answers. That's not good.
It's Waffles?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Don't air that part.
There's no money in those accounts.
The details will say. It's probably kind of funny because it's basically split 50-50 between people who say that the dog is part of the family. Of course, they get to sleep in the bed. / people who are doing it for their own reasons. Lowers your stress and anxiety. / easier to settle in, fall asleep. / better quality sleep. / makes you feel secure at night. So, okay, sure. I will tell you that it saddens me, but for the most part, Bogey the dog will not join us in the bed.
Aww.
He'll jump up in the bed and be a pain, particularly if he's just been outside and trudging through the dirty pool water. He likes to jump up on the bed for a second, but then when it comes to sleep time, he lays down on the bed almost every night, like on the floor right next to me, but he will not sleep in the bed next to me.
Good. I mean, that's a giant dog. Okay. He's going to take up so much
room. I got lots of bed space, okay? I got a small girlfriend so I could have room for a big dog.
Uh-huh.
That was part of my plan all along.
I've just been picturing you and Bogey snuggling up in your bed and Bumbleina just on like a little mat in the front of it. Like that's just how I'm worried that I'm glad Bogey's not putting you in that position.
When we first got him, I did order him a small dog bed, but I later decided, I was like, you know what? This is for you, darling. You sleep down on the ground next to me. He will sleep. We will spoon in the bed together. I did have, it's probably the sweetest, most adorable moment that I've had with Bogey the dog in the, we just passed 1 year since we picked him up, was picking him up again. He was at the dog boarder's trainer's house for 5 days when we were in New York City. And so he was, you know, that's the longest he's been away from the house. Like I've been away from him.
Has he totally forgotten you?
Well, that's when I went to go pick him up, the trainer was actually out with him on a walk.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm getting out of the car and he's just there on the curb and he's just snooping around looking at things, and he kind of looks up at me and then looks back down and he does like a cartoon double take where he's like like he sees me and then gets all excited. I was like, hey, what's up, buddy? And so it was very like he was wondering if I was ever coming back. And
I wanted, you should have left it longer just to see if he was like perfectly behaved, totally trained with the trainer, and then he sees you and he's like, okay, now I can go chase after cars. And everything. Yeah,
that's 100% correct.
Yeah.
The trainer, who, in my opinion, has made absolutely no progress. I have seen no difference in his behavior. When I'm calling for him, when I'm asking him to stop barking, the trainer tells me all the time, he sends me videos of him, you know, coming upon request and doing all the things. And he sees me and he immediately starts yanking on the leash and jumping up and down. And so, I am the password for I can start acting like an a-hole dog again. Thanks for that trainer. It's working. Okay, here's a whole stack of fast food news for you. We have long ago decided that the Chicken McNuggets are by far the best nugget product on the market. As a matter of fact, it's not even right to rank them amongst the other. Well, wait, we haven't decided that. I've decided that, okay?
Yeah.
The McNugget is so good Don't even. Are the Wendy's spicy chicken nugs good? Sure, sure they are. But they're not a McNugget, all right? And so do them in a separate category, if you ask me.
I forget who I was talking to, but so I ran into somebody that was a Burger King nugget enthusiast. And I was like, well, get out of here.
The Burger King nugget is just a tremendous value, because I don't know what the exact price is now. But yeah, you can get, it was on the marquee there forever. The St. John's I-35 Burger King, it's like 10 nuggets is $1.49. Like at McDonald's, 10 McNuggets is an entire meal. It's the same as a Big Mac, but you can get it for $1.49 at so I see the allure of the Burger King nuggets.
That's like saying
poverty
that
the Burger King
nuggets have slightly less carbs, so they're a little bit more healthy for you than the it's fast food. It's all cheap and crap.
No, well, it's not all cheap and crap, okay? 10 McNuggets at McDonald's is three times as much as Burger King. How do you people not recognize these things?
I can see the numbers of the math in your phrase. Like Zach Galifianakis and Hangover.
Let me just say an a-hole thing to you, sure. All right? For me, they're all statistically free, okay? None of them make it. It doesn't matter what the cost is, all right? But I look at these things, and that sets something off in my brain. And I don't understand how you guys don't. All right, you guys don't recognize that.
Food truck idea. Jason Dick's Affluence Nuggets.
What is the... Is there anything other than a
name? Price. There's double in... No. Just you sell nuggets. They're expensive.
They're just ridiculously expensive. They're not good. But it's like, hey, guys, I bought $25 nuggets.
They're artesian nuggets dipped in a
Jolie
sauce.
It does seem
like
something the people of Austin, Texas would be into. Just be like, here is the $38 nugget.
You make
it's tremendous.
You make them handmade. They're slightly bigger.
The point of this story is to tell you that, as we all know, the fresh out of the fryer nuggets, McNuggets, obviously the best. And there's a new hack making its way on the internet streets telling you how to get the absolute freshest nuggets, according to @NicaraguanJesus on TikTok, who is my nugget guy for sure, says that you got to order 20. Got to order 20 chicken McNuggets rather than the 4, 6, or he says here 9. Can you order 9 chicken McNuggets?
Yes, but if you're in for 9, you're in for 20.
Right, because the way that the McDonald's kitchen works, if you look at the tray or the basket that they're cooked in, it's a portion of about 20 to 25. Mm-hmm. So if you order 4 or 6, you're probably just going to get leftover nuggets that are in the vat over there. But an order of 20 is more likely to be a fresh or entire order on its own.
Have you ever been hit with I'll do this sometimes with chicken tenders where, like, I'll order...
I never order chicken tenders.
Well, okay.
Never order. What's wrong with you?
I like chicken tenders from Golden Chick. But, like, sometimes I would order
chicken tenders from
Golden
Chick.
I'll order, like, a 4-piece, and they'll give me 5, but I can tell that's at the very end of the bad batch. And, like, they're just throwing it, like, and I'm like, hey,
I don't think that it's because they're just emptying the batch into you. If they're like, these two tenders are both inferior, so we're just going to give them 2 for 1.
They'll do that, but they also will just sometimes, I can just tell that they're just dumping out, okay, this is all just the 2-hour-old tenders.
Yeah.
Just give them all of these. It's fine. We got to get the fresh
ones.
You're
saying this in a bad way. Like, I like all the Krispies. Give me the bottom of the basket. Remnants there. What's that?
You're a psychopath.
That's no, that's good, man. That part's good.
Okay, now I'm worried that you're going to show up at the Golden Chick like right before closing. Like, you got any of them Krispies? I'll take those off your hands.
Don Gorski update.
Who?
Don Gorski from Wisconsin. We have talked about this man before. He already has the Guinness World Record for most Big Macs eaten since 1999.
Yeah.
Why is that a category? But it's a special time. This guy averages 2 Big Macs a day. He keeps the receipts for every order, dating back to 1972. So he's celebrating his 50-year anniversary of eating 2 Big Macs every day. He says there's only been 8 days in those 50 years in which he hasn't had at least 1 Big Mac. As of Tuesday, according to his records, he's at 32,944 Big Macs, always with a side of Coca-Cola, because McDonald's Coke is the best, right? Quote, all through life, a lot of people said, you'll be dead before you reach 50 years of eating Big Macs. I guess I proved them wrong, end quote. Have a lot of people said that to you? They said specifically 50 years.
Have you seen this guy?
I have not. I wonder, is he as round as he is high?
No, he's actually, like, seems to be in pretty good shape. He just has, like, a bowl haircut that looks like it's from 1976 when he started this. It also, it's like a weird, I'm going to call it a Wisconsin waterfall, because it's like, he has like super long hair in the back, so it's some sort of weird mullet type thing.
All right.
He's got sideburns that go all the way down his face. He looks like...
He sounds like a Don Gorski to
me. Yes. Yes, but he looks like he's trying to get his own science YouTube show off the ground, but he does it in a van. He's the mobile science guy.
I was trying to get my own McDonald's Everyday show off the ground. This was I've told you guys about this many times before. It was in the Super Size Me days, where it was one of my first bit ideas. I said I can eat McDonald's every day for a month and lose 10 pounds.
What is the bit? You saw the documentary and it's like, I can do that too?
No, the point with Morgan Spurlock's thing was, I'm going to eat McDonald's every day for 30 days and see what it does to my body, and it wrecked him.
I was like,
this is propaganda against McDonald's, okay? I will eat it every day for a month and I will lose 10 pounds. And that might have been possible for 23-year-old Jason Dick, but 40-year-old me, there's no way. Because those of you I have a wager with, don't even, come check if you want, because you're not close. But I just, some days, guys, I follow the regimen, the diet, and I'm on track for weeks at a time, and I'm like getting on the scale. I'm like, oh, we're going to be an all new low today. And nope, just like up 1.5 pounds. What's going on? My body is giving up on losing weight.
It's adjusted to this. You should try the McDonald's plan. You got to mix things up.
I don't know if I should try that.
Your body, your workout plateaus.
And finally this. It's finally here. The Mexican pizza returns to Taco Bell. You want to know how you can get one 2 days before anybody else? Well, find this story from Tuesday and then get the Taco Bell app and order it early. Today it's available to everyone.
Yeah, okay.
We're not exactly.
Now I question Emily's COVID positive thing. She is a Taco Bell enthusiast. She's just been
She's
been camping out. This is a whole long con.
It's back on the regular menu today. It was removed in 2020 as part of a plan to streamline the menu, blah, 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 coronavirus pandemic. Taco Bell CEO Mark King says, quote, Mexican pizza has a long history with the brand, and I'm glad we could give the fans what they crave and bring our classic Mexican pizza back home where it belongs, end quote. I'm going to say I don't think I've ever had a Mexican pizza.
No, but I think I might do it this go around.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe today.
Like, sort of the meatloaf corollary in that I don't think I have any beef with the Mexican pizza. It has beef, right?
I don't know.
It's Taco Bell, so it's like beef adjacent.
It's not pepperoni? What are we doing?
No, I don't think it's got any pizza type toppings at all. It's
then
like
that's a quesadilla.
It's a crunchy tostada shell type thing.
It's an open-faced quesadilla.
You know what? My guess would be it's a tostada shell type thing, a layer of beef, a layer of cheese, tomatoes-ish on the top.
Don't let me go Jim Gaffigan on you. It's all the same. It's all just meat, cheese, and on a tortilla.
Is that Jim Gaffigan?
Yeah.
Does he own the rights to it's all just meat, cheese on the tortilla?
And Hot Pockets.
Well, has anybody had one yet? Since it's been, did you get the app? Get at us at 101X Morning X. How's your Mexican pizza life?
101X Morning X Sports.
Blah, blah, blah. NBA playoffs. First day of golf's fourth most important major. It's always college football season around here. Am I right? Particularly when it comes to dunking on the Texas A&M Aggies. And that's what my guy, Nick Saban, head football coach at Alabama, he likes to do, saying that A&M, who out-recruited them, they cheated, man.
We were second in recruiting last year. A&M was first. A&M bought every player on their team, made a deal for name, image, and likeness. All right, we didn't buy one player. All right, but I don't know if we're going to be able to sustain that in the future because more and more people are doing it.
I don't know if Alabama's going to be able to sustain things, guys.
Yeah.
They could be in trouble.
Feel bad for them.
We should worry about them.
It all starts week two against Texas, Alabama.
Now, for those of you not following along, this seems like old news, but I just had to look and I was like, you know, we've only had name, image, likeness for 10 and a half months.
Really?
Yeah. Now, we talked about it for a long time leading up to it, but it went into effect July 1st of last year. But basically, for hundreds of years, it was against the rules to pay college athletes. And then starting July 1st last year, they said, actually, You can pay them not to play football or any other sport, but for use of their name, image, and likeness. And the idea was, hey, come on down to the car dealership this weekend because Bijan Robinson is going to be there signing footballs, and it's probably going to make $100, $200, something like that.
Come on out and help the kids and then sell some Mitsubishis.
Very quickly, it came to, very quickly it became, hey, Quinn Ewers, come to Texas, and we've got a $3 million endorsement deal waiting for you here. Nick Saban, my guy, you see, we're playing college football chess.
Are we just doing this so you can put yourself
Look, I told you.
On the same level as
Nick
Saban.
I told you guys. I told you. All right. While I'm not necessarily against the idea of players making money off their name, image, likeness, I don't know how you're going to institute it without changing college football forever as we know it. The NCAA, they're of no help. They said when they instituted this, do not allow these payments to become recruiting inducements, LOL. They did not include the LOL in the actual rule. I put that part on there. Nick Saban knows the same thing.
We have a rule right now that says you cannot use name, image, and likeness to entice a player to come to your school. Hell, read about it in the paper. I mean, Jackson State paid a guy $1 million last year that was a really good Division I player to come to school. It was in the paper, and they bragged about it. Nobody did anything about it.
Nobody did anything about it, guys.
Look.
Nobody did anything about it.
Is Nick Saban technically correct? And is he taking on the Aggies? It's really hard for me to defend the Aggies. I just, I don't want to do it.
All right.
But boo-hoo-hoo, Alabama. Oh, you're going to have to try harder to get all
your
players.
This is why Alabama, he's the perfect person to deliver this message because Alabama, like the Texas A&Ms, like the Texases, by the way, the Longhorns have a program set up so that they can pay every single player who comes onto the team as well.
If we're not cheating, what are we doing?
The ones who you need to feel bad for are the Baylor, TCU, even smaller North Texas, Abilene Christians of the world, who once upon a time could maybe go out and get one or two of the biggest players in the country. Now they have no chance. They have no chance.
Who won the Big 12 last year?
The Oklahoma Sooners.
Okay. I think Baylor's going to be all right. Like, they're currently better at sports than we are. And by we, I mean the University of Texas. So
don't do this we thing and then just purposefully dunk it on the Longhorns. Don't do that. Don't do that. Okay.
I'm just being a rational Longhorn fan. Okay. I understand it. Look, Nick Saban wants to sit there and think that he's just sitting there selling all these football recruits on. We'll buy you books and we'll give you education.
Doing it the right way.
No.
Doing it the right way, says Nick Saban.
No. Whoever is Red McCombs of Alabama is paying your recruits. You guys have been doing this. I refuse to believe that they're sitting there the only ones.
You don't think that things have changed? You don't think that the what has happened in the last year has totally changed the landscape of college football?
It has changed the landscape is that all of this stuff used to be happening underground, and now it's just right there on the surface.
All of the stuff, every player on the Texas roster is going to get paid this year. 2 years ago, every player got paid.
If they did good, they probably got $100 handshake.
What's going to happen?
It has. But again, like, that's not bad.
Hang on. Yes, it has. Every player was getting paid?
No. I'm saying if you does this change the college football landscape? But yes, through these little minor technical details. But the point is that they have been paying money to get the best recruits. They have been paying.
Right.
And 5 years ago, Quinn Ewers' dad would have got $3 million, not Quinn Ewers.
What is going to happen is it has been the way forever where Texas and Alabama and Texas A&M and Ohio State and Georgia and Florida, USC, they're from 1 through 20 on their roster was just like absolutely uncomparable to 1 through 20 on another team's roster. And then the middle of the rosters, it got a little more blurry. Now it's going to be 1 through 80, okay? Every player on Texas is going to be unbelievable because they're going to pay every single player who comes here.
Also, Nick Saban.
I'm excited for whatever.
Well,
whatever, and also Nick Saban.
He was complaining about
Nick ignored whatever I said, and he's got to say this thing. Let's do this.
Jackson State.
Yeah.
Because they allegedly
Deion.
Yeah,
Coach Prime.
Coach Prime is in those Affleck commercials with you, Nick Saban. If you got a problem with Coach Prime, you kick him off those. You take back that jacket, all right? You take back that medallion with the dollar
sign. He's not in charge of the Affleck commercials.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's not in charge of the boosters paying recruits. That's also the other thing. It's like, what's going to change for Alabama is the guy who is the Red McCombs of Alabama is going to start paying players like everybody else is doing. That's what's going to happen.
That's what this thing is.
He said, hey, guys, look, hey, y'all need to pull your weight. Why am I sitting here recruiting on merit?
Nick Saban. Like myself, is an old school traditionalist, all right, and doesn't like is an adverse to change, all right. I don't like to see change, but it's gonna happen, and it probably is. I mean, the players deserve. Does every player deserve?
I feel like Nick Saban walks around his athletic department with his eyes on the ground, so he won't see all of the illegal booster recruiting NIL deals.
He says that they paid $3 million to their players, but they're quote doing it the right way end quote. It makes me think it's like a guy who's like, back in the day, is like, well, you know what? We harvested all of our crops the right way with slaves.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh, that's not the right way? I mean, I'm sure the first couple of years after you didn't have slaves, people were like, this is wrong. You've totally turned the harvesting the crops on its head. But that was probably a decision made for the best.
I agree. I think this is all fine. And if you have a problem with it.
All right. All right. Look, nobody's going to be better at it than my school.
Is Nick Saban currently paying for his house or is Alabama paying for his house? I'm just saying.
What does that have to do with anything?
Pay for the players'
Stop
houses.
With those false flags.
Everybody gets all this money.
Everybody gets
all this money.
Back to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
Saturday Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Rambler Sparkling Water. Our sort of neighbor, Elon Musk, agreed to buy Twitter. Is he trying to back out? We get to that in just a moment. But first this, if I told you there was Pepsi-infused pepperoni, is that something you'd be interested in?
No! No! Not okay.
In celebration with National Pizza Party Day, which is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Not National Pizza Day, Pizza Party Day.
And Pepsi said, I can ruin this for you?
I think this might just be a press release from Pepsi. They say Pepsi is widely known to enhance the taste of pizza. Is it? If I told you Pepsi would go out of business in the next 10 years, you wouldn't be surprised, right?
No.
I mean, well, I guess we got to have a...
I mean, this is one of those regional things, right? Like, we're a Dr. Pepper / Coke here.
No, we are a Coke people. There is no... Dr. Pepper is great.
Why do you hate Texas?
I don't hate Texas.
Just because it comes from Waco?
I love Texas, all right?
Waco's allowed to have one good thing about it.
No, it's fine. But there's Coke... But I'm going to tell you, there's no Pepsi regions.
You know what this is?
What's that?
This is your Diet Mountain Dew energy right here.
I got great...
I do the Dew, but not as much.
Are you telling me there are places in the world that prefer Pepsi over Coke?
I used to have a roommate who was from Boston. It has nothing to do with my irrational hatred of Boston people. He was a good one, but he was a Pepsi guy. And I assume that wow. if you this is like the soda versus pop. If you call it pop, you're talking about Pepsi. If you like, give me a soda, you want Coke. I don't know, maybe, but just my point is, I don't know, other than that one person, I don't know a Pepsi person.
I've had one in my life. Former Morning X co-host Mike Moxie was a diet Pepsi
that
guy.
Yeah, that feels right.
Yeah. You know what, Mike? I'm glad you're dead.
Yeah.
He's not dead. He just been fired and moved back to...
He's alive. He's in the Old West, but he's alive.
Yeah, it's my guy. No, I don't know any Pepsi people, and so, yeah, I'm surprised that they're able to... Also, by the way, I don't care. Like, I will take... I was at a... popular local brunch eatery on Mother's Day. We eventually had to leave because of the 3-hour wait. I told you guys about it. But I went to the bar to get drinks before we were waiting, and I just wanted a Diet Cola. I ordered a Diet Coke, and the girl says, we don't have that one. I was like, Diet Pepsi's fine. I'm not one of those people. You order a Coke, they say, Pepsi, okay? And you're like, no, mm-hmm. That's fine. And I said, Diet Pepsi's fine. She goes, no, we don't have that either. We have the other one. And I was like, what is the main
RC cool?
And she's like, the other one. We have the other one. And I was like, do you have a brown fizzy water with caffeine but no sugar? I will take whatever of that you have. And she gave me something that tasted like that.
Sounds like she deserved a really good tip. Sounds like you got really good service.
Is there another one? I don't even know what the other one would be.
I don't know.
But yeah, I don't know what's up with you Pepsi people.
I will also say with the Pepsi, the other thing is that you don't have a strong game. Like if you have Coke, if you're a Coke establishment, then you have Dr. Pepper, you have Sprite.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like what is,
I think the Pepsi places also have Dr. Pepper. That might be a Texas only type thing.
I know that there's probably not a conflict, but I feel like you're going to have some sort of weird Mr. Pibb extra. Mm-hmm. But it's also like a Sierra Mist, you know, or a Shasta Orange.
Right. Celebrating National Pizza Party Day in a partnership with the Culinary Institute of America Consulting, obviously. They've created a Pepsi-roni pizza. the pepperoni has been infused with, quote, rich caramel notes, brown spices, and the citrusy pop of Pepsi-Cola, end quote.
Citrus?
Yeah, I'm like, none of those things sound like Pepsi to me. But apparently, this is all part of a reminder that pizza is, quote, is hashtag better with pizza, no quote. They're giving away free Pepsi-roni pizzas, Lower Manhattan, New York City only, tomorrow from 11 to 3. So for those of you listening to us in New York City, get yourself a free pizza. There will be select rollouts in popular pizza markets around the country. You think we're a popular pizza market?
No.
We're not even? No?
No.
Nobody says the Austin. I got to get that Austin pizza?
No, because we're like, what is it, the Eastsiders, Eastside Pies? Yeah. Or we're the weird, like, you look at the pizza, I'm like, I don't recognize any of these toppings. Like, there's some weird
that's
green
what Austin
stuff.
Pizza is?
Looks like just a thick that's slice a of some sort of cheese. It says margarita, but it's got tomatoes. I don't understand.
You can get a free Pepsi tomorrow by, hold on, buckle up for this.
Hopefully, if I just say Pepsi, I'll take one. Tweet. I'm your guy. I'm like, yes, finally.
Post a photo of yourself enjoying a Pepsi and a pizza on National Pizza Party Day on Twitter, Instagram, or Facebook with the hashtag BetterWithPepsi. Then text Pepsi and pizza to 81234. Upload the receipts that clearly show a pizza and a Pepsi purchase, and you can get reimbursed on Venmo up to $3.
Nobody's doing this. Okay.
What is the budget for that campaign? It's like $15. It's
now,
like,
now I'm concerned. I want to find the Pepsi headquarters, and I want to go because it's a cardboard cutout. This is a producer's type scam. They're like, we just don't want to be successful. We want to lose money, and it's a tax write off.
The PepsiCo and
Pepsi is the producers of soda.
You guys really like talking about this Johnny Depp and Amber Heard situation, huh?
I think it's over.
Is the trial is over?
I think Amber Heard's almost all done right with her testimony.
Let me tell you about my process here, guys. When I'm assembling the news headlines, I like to find something big time, something that you guys like, Elon Musk buying Twitter. And then I tease you with that and say, that's coming up in just a moment. First, let me waste 8 minutes of your time with Pepsi-roni pizza.
It's a bold strategy, Cod.
Tried and true, okay? At least endorsed by at least one radio consultant. But I'm always sort of trying to figure out what are those 3, 4, 5-ish headliner topics that are on Elon Musk, obviously one of them. And this whole time, Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, I was like, do people care about this? I don't care. I do not care. Johnny Depp was somebody who you cared about in 2003. We are still supposed to care? I don't care. I do not care. But you care. According to Axios, they say an article about Johnny Depp, Amber Heard, gets an average of 508 interactions. One article only gets 508 interactions? Why'd you even write it, man? But 508 interactions is more than an article on abortion rights, the Russia-Ukraine war, inflation, and COVID-19 combined. That you guys would rather talk about that. Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
Who is doing this study? Does it say?
Axios.
Axios. The most popular thing on the internet is looking at a cat or a dog. Right. Or a child falling down and hurting themselves. Yes, we care about all the stupid things way more than the important things.
The problem's with us.
Yeah.
We are the problem.
Yeah. And TikTok, because I'm not on it.
And TikTok?
Just add TikTok in there. Algorithms.
Your old man shouts at cloud TikToking right now?
Yes, sir.
All right, if you say so.
You should follow people based on boobs, not an algorithm.
And finally this, our sort of neighbor Elon Musk. You remember he decided he was going to buy Twitter for $44 billion. Is he trying to back out now? Earlier this week, he says the deal cannot go on unless Twitter can prove that they have less than 5% fake accounts. It seems like just an excuse that he's like, hell, damn, did I sign up to buy this thing for $44 billion? Can I get out of it? Please let me get out of it. Well, Twitter said yesterday that they are, quote, committed to completing the transaction on the agreed price and terms as promptly as practicable, end quote. They say no take backs, Elon.
Yeah.
You got to do, you promise $44 billion, show up with your $44 billion.
Well, if he pulls out, he still owes them $1 billion. Like, there's $1 billion penalty. So
I'm sure he'd be like, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't want it anymore, so, what's $1 billion?
Here's the question.
Damn.
Was he just doing this for the lulz? Or well, is he? Because I think that his whole issue with the fake accounts, I think, in theory, is that he has promised to ban fake accounts.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like, if I'm going to buy this thing for this amount of money and then I delete the fake accounts and half of my user base is gone.
Right.
That's, you know, so
it's considerably less valuable a company if you have only.
So there's some legitimate things there. But I also just think that he was doing this whole thing. He's going to burn $1 billion just to expose Twitter for their fake bots.
I suppose it goes.
To prove some sort of weird Elon Musk, I'm now super mega alt-right.
It goes.
Point.
Wait, he's.
Oh, yeah.
I never can trust
the Democrats in California.
I never know if Nick is
Teslas.
Saying a thing that is correct or is just saying a thing that it will stir people up, all right? Because you're just as bad as the Elon Musks of the world, all right? Like, I don't know if Elon Musk is buying Twitter because he thinks it's a legitimate investment or he wants to fix it or whatever, or if he's just doing it because that's the flavor of the week. Look, whether he owns it or. At Jack owns it. Is at Jack still involved?
I don't think he's been involved.
Runs it, okay? Twitter is going to remain a medium useful, medium toxic medium. Medium.
I think that made sense.
That has nothing to do with it. I think more notably is that, yes, the richest man and very powerful man in the world operates like an eighth grader, okay?
Yeah.
It's like the thing that you got your eighth grader for their birthday, they open it and they're disappointed because they're like, ah, this was 3 weeks ago. I cared about this 3 weeks ago. Now I only care about Jack Harlow. And that's the most powerful man in the world.
Unfortunately.
That's great.
I mean, look, is that worse than being obsessed with your penis rocket? Yeah, I'm talking about you, Jeff Bezos. They're billionaires. They're eccentric. Mm-hmm. They have weird tastes.
Okay.
You know who should own Twitter? Give it back to Tom from MySpace. Okay? That guy knew how to make a social media platform. You got your top five
Everybody
friends.
Everybody hated
music.
Tom from MySpace.
Yeah.
Is that how far we've fallen? How down in the depths of that we're now like Tom who took all our money
Come
and
back,
ran?
Tom. We're ready for you.
We now love Tom.
Our kids are going
to
love you.
We miss the days of Tom when he went from the top eight friends to the top 16 and we were like, you ruined MySpace, Tom.
Let's go back to the Morning X.
Why'd you tell me this was your first time?
You walk on our very first day.
And
And now, hey. Emily's first time.
My friend Emily is but 24 adorably naive years old. And so she is all the time experiencing things for the first time. For example, getting COVID. She's at home, and we are going to make you wake up every morning and get on the phone with us until you're allowed to come back into the studio. Good morning, Emily. How are you? How's your COVID today?
Hello. It is good. I'm a little tired, not only because now my sleep schedule is just completely whacked out, but also because I stayed up late last night per you and Nick's request.
As I understand for Emily's first time, many, many, many months ago and episodes ago that nobody will remember, I insisted that Emily see Die Hard, and mm-hmm. she says, okay, I commit to watching Die Hard, and I think I set the over-under When will Emily watch Die Hard? July 4th, right?
Yes, I actually have it on a post-it note.
Really?
And totally normal handwriting.
These are the things that we make sure that we keep track of.
I took the under, took the over.
Yeah. Oh, really? You took the under and I had over July 4th?
I was going to bother her all of June to watch Die Hard, so I won, but yes.
You win on this one, and I guess it only just took attending a super spreader event, contracting a virus, and then being forced into 10 days of isolation. But Emily has done it. You have watched Die Hard.
Oh, yeah. If I didn't have COVID, I would not have watched this.
Yeah.
What did you do yesterday that you had to cram this in under the deadline? Like, what were you?
We spoke at 8:30 in the morning yesterday.
Was it a big day making TikToks?
I might have accidentally played like 5 hours of Mario Kart.
I
could.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just thought, you know, I need to watch this movie. And
because we told you to do it for this segment. Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Well, no.
You need to watch it because it's a classic, all right? Die Hard is an American classic, and there's no reason that somebody, even who was born many, many years after it came out, has not seen it.
Sorry, we're burying the lead, Emily. How did you like it?
Yeah.
Is it the greatest movie ever, or are you fired?
It's...
Oh, no.
It's good. Was that convincing enough?
Were you trying to come up with a different word other than fine?
I think I liked it a lot better because Bruce Willis had hair, and that was the best part. I don't think my lifetime, since I was born in 98, I don't think he's had hair.
Right.
Since I've been born.
Oh, so you're going to love Hudson Hawk.
What?
It's another movie with Bruce Willis that he has hair.
I didn't get it either. It's fine.
Do I need to watch that one too?
No. Do not put that. I mean, you can if you want, but there's many, many, many other more important ones.
Oh, okay. Not only was this the first time that I've seen Bruce Willis with hair, but also this is really sad. This is the only other movie that I've seen of Alan Rickman where he's not Snape. But he's still evil.
Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves?
No.
I'll cut your heart out with a spoon. Because it'll hurt more, you twit. What is wrong with you?
Wait, is he evil in that one, too?
He's the sheriff of Nottingham. Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
To be fair...
just continue writing these lists.
I have not seen Hans Gruber as Snapes. Snakes?
Snapes.
Why did it have to be Snapes?
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm also somewhat in the dark. But hold on. Are we really doing this? Is this really happening to me? You watched Die Hard, one of the greatest action movies of all time, according to some wrong people on the internet, the best Christmas movie ever made. And your biggest takeaway was, hey, look at that. It's Snapes and John McClane and Bruce Willis with hair.
Yeah, I mean, it's just... Okay, here's my other takeaway, and this might be my fault because I was watching it later in the evening. Why are guns so loud? Can you make movies with softer guns, please? Because, oh my God, there's so many explosions.
What?
Stay away from Predator, Emily.
Why are guns so loud?
Like,
you know,
is there an extension that I could add to my Roku TV where it just mutes every time that there's a gun noise? Because, oh my God, I thought my neighbors were going to call the police on me last night.
I mean, that's the point of the 80s, 90s action movie, is the obnoxiously loud guns.
The romanticizing of violence. This was not the beginning of that era, but maybe the peak of that era. And so, yeah, the gunfire has got to be... It's got to be loud and in your face. Mm-hmm.
You could barely hear what they were saying, and then the gunfire was just so terrible. Also, I was very impressed about how smart he was. I mean, I know it's a movie, and I know
he's not really that smart. That was all just a prank.
So when he tapes the gun to his back, you're like,
spoiler alert.
Yeah, that guy tapping his temple meme.
The elevator shaft part when he hooks up the strap to the gun and is hanging down the elevator shaft. That was cool.
Yeah.
That was exciting.
What about the part where
he did it again? What about he is again on top of the roof? And
when he just finds a Twinkie and eats it and turns out it's not so good, that wasn't the smartest thing he's ever done.
Okay, some of the lines in there were absolute zingers. Mm. And I realized my dad says that one all the time, and I never knew what that was from. And I guess from
you just
Die
thought
Hard,
that was your dad's original quote?
Emily's dad all the time says, yippee-ki-yay, mother effer, and now I have a machine gun. Ho, 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 ho. Shoot the glass.
I just thought my dad was making another classic dad joke. It's pretty funny. but now I feel educated. Partially, I would like to thank Nick for this, because I complained. Die Hard, you can't stream Die Hard anywhere. So the other day, I did wake up to a bribe from Nick through Venmo. I appreciate that.
Emily was complaining about having to rent these movies that everybody told her to watch, and I just sent her $5 on Venmo, and the reason was watch effing Die Hard already, and I'm glad you did it.
Yeah, so I did it. You're welcome. It was okay. Another thing, Alan Rickman looks like Doctor Strange.
Is he just older with gray hair?
Okay.
No, he does. I feel like if Alan Rickman hadn't died, he might have been cast as Doctor Strange.
Okay. Here's your homework assignment to finish this up. You need to go and do an official review on Rotten Tomatoes for this. Put all this into an actual review that the guns are too loud. Mm-hmm. They've got zingers in there. Do that for me.
So my question is, is it a Christmas movie? Because
I'm going to hang up on you now.
Here's my opinion. I think yes.
You think Die Hard is a Christmas movie? Why? You have 11 seconds.
I do. I think it because it's got the music. It's got the Santa scene. Mm-hmm. The Santa imagery. Mm-hmm. I felt...
I realized at the end of that I gave her and gave Nick the wrap it up signal, and people could see it on Facebook Live. You're not supposed to know that I was totally over that segment.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to solve these mysteries.
I have a dream today.
Solve them for the good of all men.
You gotta believe there's somebody else out there thinking about the flying car besides me.
It's 2022. Where is my flying car, bitch?
We wouldn't be sitting in this mess right now. We'd be zooming over it in the flying car.
Flying car segment, formerly the most important thing that we do on this radio program. Now it's Imagine Dragons. But it used to be a regular Thursday, this time-ish feature where we would try to hold your feet to the fire, science, scientists, inventors, to create a better world, a better tomorrow for my children and my children's children and my children's 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 children. Supposed to have the flying car by 2015, according to Back to the Future 2 lore. You missed it? Still waiting.
You know,
I'm still waiting, man.
Dude, this does remind me of the good old days when questioning science and scientists just meant this.
It's not,
why is it not a flying car?
It's not fun anymore?
No.
Question, what are you saying? What the hell are you doing? You don't know what you're doing, science?
They took our ball and they ran way far with it.
That's a good point. We should point out that this segment is for entertainment purposes only. Honestly, it might as well be a dumb question amnesty, because I pick out something. It's never about flying cars. It's about something that I think should have been invented by now, and it is not, and in fact, oftentimes already is invented.
I believe reverse microwave was one of them. You wanted something that you could put in there and go boop, 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 and cool it.
Washer-dryer combo, I think, was like the first one. All of
these
things.
How long this has been around?
Can easily be Googled, and we just ask you to do the Googling for us. And today, I want to talk about airplane flying technology because it seems as if it is progressing either not at all or at an unbelievably slow rate. And as is usually the case, this negatively impacted me recently, and that's why you're hearing about it today. Returning from New York City on Monday evening, scheduled to fly out of JFK at 6 p.m. The flight was delayed till 8. WTF. WTF, mate, what's going on? It's 2022. Why are we still delaying airplanes? That's not really it.
Inflation.
Okay. But we get to the airport and get on the plane on time. It's 8 o'clock-ish, and I'm buckled up, got the AirPods in. I'm ready to fly up into the skies and immediately pass out. 15 minutes goes by, 30 minutes goes by, and eventually the captain, 8:45-ish, the captain comes on and explains, because of severe weather in the area, we still have not been cleared for takeoff. Mm-hmm. He also included this tidbit, which I was like, unnecessary, don't tell me. Like, I don't know. I've probably been in the other situation where I've just been sitting there and they don't give you any information and I'm mad. I'm like, at least tell me what's going on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But no, he told me that there were 34 planes in line to take off and we were 34th. And so he anticipated.
Hey, tip the guy on the tower $20.
Right.
Get you to the front of the line. What
as
are we
soon
doing?
As we get clearance, he anticipates another 45-minute delay after that. And God. I'm like, come on, man. My night is already ruined, okay?
You know,
I was supposed to be home at a very reasonable, responsible 9 p.m., and we're already pushing midnight. Just don't tell me about it, okay? I don't want to know.
Genuinely. Thank you for being here on Tuesday, because if you had told me that was an hour and a half wait, I'd be like, I'm flying tomorrow. Is clearly not the day for travel.
At that point,
I commend your
I don't
your
think you
stick
to
it.
You can't change your mind, right?
Oh, you make a couple of threats. You just say B-O-M and before the second B's out.
Say some things.
You're off the plane.
You'll get taken off the plane.
Yeah,
okay, that's probably true. But no, it got me thinking, like, we can't take off because of weather seems like a real 1988 problem. As a matter of fact, on the heels of Emily's first time watching Die Hard, in Die Hard 2, them planes are just circling and circling and circling in a goddamn snowstorm, all right? You're telling me that it's raining a little in New York City, so we can't take the plane off?
But that wasn't a weather issue. It's because the hijackers had taken down the lights on the tarmac.
Right, no, that's why they can't land, but they're up there in the weather, okay? It was bad weather.
But once you're in the weather, it's fine. You can't go from no weather to weather. That's science. Everybody knows that.
Is that science?
I assume.
Now, I presume it's lightning, okay? You can't take off because of lightning bolts. You never know when or where it's going to strike.
Apparently, just I Googled it, which I don't know if this is a violation of the rules of flying car or not.
No, please.
But apparently, it's everything. The fact that you can have hail and thunderstorms, you can have lightning, but also
this is my
wind.
Point.
Wind is the
okay.
big one. You have sudden gusts
this
of wind
is
that
my
will
point.
Crash the plane.
All right? These are problems that we had in 1988.
Yeah.
All right? If I would have told you in 1988, hey, man, the answer to every question in the world is in the palm of your hand, okay? It's in your iPod.
So
you're going to say, what's an iPod? It's like, oh, every song that you've ever heard or owned, that's also in the palm of your hand.
I want you to go back
everything.
And just go, oh, it's like a Zune. What's a Zune? It's
2
like
billion yeah. hours of naked ladies are in the palm of your hand. Everything is right there,
right,
okay?
You're already on trial for being a witch.
We've made unbelievable progressions in technology, yet it seems like we are stalled on flying an airplane through the weather. What? Just invent something, okay?
Look, unless you're flying one of those Abu Dhabi airline planes, every plane on Southwest, Spirit, Frontier, all of the ones that normal people travel on, those planes are from 1960.
So if
okay?
You're
lucky they're still being held together in the sky.
If I'm on LeBron James's PJ, I'm flying on a private jet,
yeah.
I can take off into the elements?
I'm just saying those are newer planes. The plane technology is not advancing because the planes are old.
But
we're still flying those 1980 planes.
When we make the new planes, are they coming with takeoff whenever you want technology? And if not, why? Why? What's
so,
the point?
I'm sure somebody's working on. We get sent actual articles about the flying car every day, and those are drivable planes.
Mm-hmm.
There is probably some sort of weird vertical takeoff, like in Halo or Blade Runner or sci-fi things.
Right.
But again, they ain't letting us fly in those. Okay, that's for Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos to go to Mars in.
I think that you know what, American Airlines. I paid for Comfort Plus, and I would be more comfortable taking off on time.
Okay.
All right.
Here's the question:
Pretty
you don't
sure
want
Comfort
planes.
Plus is Delta, but.
You don't want planes that can fly in the weather. Why can't we control the weather?
Yeah.
That's the answer.
That's another good one.
We should really start looking into whether or not we control the weather. I don't know if you're paying attention to what's going on. We should really start looking into that, scientist.
What do you mean, paying attention to what's going on?
A little thing called climate change.
Oh, that's made up. That's fake. That's not real.
That's not funny!
Just kidding. We believe in science. Trust them.
Here's more of the Morning X.
Sorry, Morning X headlines. We misinterpret the news so you don't have to. Headlines brought to you by Driveway.com. Dr. Taylor Swift is now a 32-year-old burned-up sea donkey. She's learned a lot of things in her life, and she will share those things with you in just a moment. Hold on. But first, this. Tom Cruise got Palme d'Or last night.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, that or do you?
That's good. The Top Gun Maverick premiere happened yesterday, last night. And what is time? At the Cannes Film Festival, and the Palme d'Or is where they give you a 5-minute standing ovation.
I'm starting to worry that this movie's going to be good, because I was fully prepared to just be like, this is stupid. You're doing this 20 years too late. Val Kilmer can't talk.
And I mean, define good. It's going to be good in the action movie, incredible special effects. It looks good. It's fun sort of way.
Half of it's going to be Tom Cruise in an actual jet doing actual flips and loop-de-loos and barrel rolls and all those things.
Right.
And I don't care about that. I don't care about that. Well, I don't care that Miles Teller is playing Goose Jr. and he's still mad at Maverick because your dad's dead.
Spoiler alert.
It's in the trailer. Also, I don't care. If you go watch this movie for the plot, boo on you.
I haven't really seen the original Top Gun. I'm aware of the things.
Spoiler alert,
they
Goose dies.
And stuff. That's what I was talking about spoiler alert for, because, yeah, I haven't really seen the original.
I mean, they play volleyball on the beach. It's super homoerotic.
Okay, good. Sure.
Tom Cruise's toxic masculinity in an elevator, but it's okay because it was the 80s. Okay.
All right, sure.
Here's my thing.
Okay.
I don't think, are we still having fighter jets? Like, are we still sending
Not if it's raining.
Top Guns?
Can't take off if it's raining in a fighter jet. That's what I've learned.
Is that the villain of this movie?
Mm-hmm.
Turns out you think he's going to defeat the Russian MiGs in just a storm?
This movie was supposed to come out 2 years ago, but we had to wait because of weather.
It's just been taxiing on the runway.
Delayed for weather. The 5-minute standing ovation, I mean, I think that's what they call it, a Palme d'Or. I'm sure that's not how you pronounce it, at the Cannes Film Festival. I mean, 3 minutes isn't enough. It's clearly a thing. It's like, this is how we, the audience, are showing our appreciation, is that we refuse to stop for 5 minutes. It's a tradition now. I would, if you ever try to Palme d'Or me, I'm going to sit you down in 90 seconds, okay?
I can promise you this. I will never Palme d'Or you, okay?
All right. Look, I've earned a bunch of Palme d'Ors, if you ask me. Mm-hmm. Tom Cruise asked about the appreciation from the crowd. Quote, an incredible evening and an incredible time. Just to see everyone's faces. It's been 36 years since Top Gun, and we had to hold this for 2 years because of the pandemic, end quote. Yeah, he's also explained that he absolutely refused to put this movie out on streaming, so many of the, because this was supposed to come out 2 years ago, right? To summer 2020. But he's like, nah, man, this movie's got to be in the theaters. Quote, I make movies for the big screen, end quote. All right. Good for you, buddy. Nick says that it comes out Tuesday-ish. Only at the IMAX and
its
then in regular
release
theaters
date is
on
Tuesday
Thursday.
The 24th. But yeah, everything seems to be in the IMAX. So I think
All right. And you're worried that it's going to be good.
Well, just because everybody keeps saying that
it's... Let it be good. What's wrong with it if it's
good? It's getting good reviews. The people clapped for a long time for it. And I don't know if it's just we're just happy that Tom Cruise is still doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Because, he came out, I forget when it was, a couple weeks ago. He went to a baseball game and just looked horrible.
He looked horrible?
He looked like he was melting. He looked fat. And so I think, I don't know if everybody's just
He looked horrible for Tom Cruise?
Yeah,
this is a thing a year ago, but Tom Cruise is now older than Wilford Brimley was in Cocoon.
Yes.
All right? So crazy. I'm sure he didn't look horrible.
Google it. It looked really bad.
All right. I'll have to go look at it. Tom Cruise looking really bad. Worse than I look every day?
Ooh, that's tough.
Well, this is my point,
it's tough,
all right?
Because your face is settled into this.
I'm looking good.
Yeah, you got a zit on your nose.
But see, this is the thing. I was telling somebody the other day how I look really good for 40 because I looked like this at 24. All right.
Yeah.
I had an unkempt beard and a zit on my nose then. All right. I look good for 40.
Right. I will say, whether or not your face is attractive or not, you make it look good. You wear it well.
Thanks, buddy.
You're welcome.
The Duffers, that's the people who make Stranger Things?
Yes.
All right.
They're brothers.
The Duffers say that some of the final episodes are going to be real long, man. There are 9 remaining episodes of Stranger Things. That's because that's the name of that little girl?
No, it's 11.
Oh, the girl's name 11?
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, there's presumably is a 9 out there.
Okay. There's a 9. What do you mean?
Like, she is 11 because she was test subject 11 to see.
So you know, I don't know anything. What Stranger Things is about. Actually, if you were to ask me to tell you what it's about, it's a bunch of kids hiding from a killer clown because at least one of them is also in it.
Yes.
And so.
I mean.
Is that what it is?
It's not a clown. It's a weird alien monster from a parallel universe that's underneath us.
Well, there are 9 remaining episodes, and the Duffers say, quote, 7 and 9 in particular are movies. 9 is a long movie, end quote. What are you talking about? They're just longer than a normal television episode. They say 9, as a matter of fact, they're still working on it, but is over 2 hours long. I don't like that.
Because it shouldn't be that long? Or just because when you're doing a series, you can put the credits and the intro anywhere you want. Just halfway through this 2-hour movie, quote unquote, it just break it up and it's 2 episodes.
I appreciate the we are blurring the lines more and more every day between television and movies, and I don't like that. I heard a interview with the creator of Ozark.
Marty Scorsese over here.
The creator of Ozark was saying that they make every episode has to be 55 to 61 minutes. Like they could have made it a 2-hour finale, something like that. But they would, I just think it's good to put constraints on yourself. All right. And this is a weird thing to hear from a person who loves Quentin Tarantino. And I'm like, yes, give me the 4.5-hour cut of Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I'll take it.
It's also weird coming from you when you see how long our news segments go.
Perfect.
I think the consultant's trying to put some constraints on you.
Yes. All right. I wanted it to be 24 minutes. Okay. You're welcome. You're welcome that I cut it at 17.
Of news
you
breaks.
You are welcome. And finally this. Don't worry, guys. There's still 8 more minutes. Taylor Swift graduated from NYU yesterday. Or did
about
she?
Time.
An honorary doctorate she received at Yankee Stadium yesterday, the graduation. It's graduation season. Are you guys doing any graduation things out there? Graduation season.
Prom season.
Not to call into question the mothering principles of the person who I sleep next to, but while we were in New York, Bumbleina asked Bumbleina, he says, "Mom, when is the last day of school?" And she goes, "I don't know." And then he went on to explain that there's like a graduation. He's in 8th grade. It's 8th grade graduation, which, first of all, you're not graduating anything, okay? You don't graduate from pre-K. You don't graduate from kindergarten. You don't graduate from 5th grade, 8th grade. High school graduation, okay. I'm going to let it count, all right? But there's no 8th grade graduation. That's not a thing. But it is graduation season, and Taylor Swift gave the commencement address for NYU yesterday, in which she told them 7 life lessons, including, we're going to skip to number 2.
My experience has been that my mistakes led to the best things in my life. And being embarrassed when you mess up, it's part of the human experience. Getting back up, dusting yourself off, and seeing who still wants to hang out with you afterward and laugh about it, that's a gift.
Make mistakes, kids.
Yeah.
One of my favoritest best tweets ever was, it's Friday night. Let's all go out and make some mistakes. I remember one time coming home. I used to tweet that like on the reg. I came home. in the state that you would imagine I would come home in. And my then wife was very upset. She's like, did you make some mistakes tonight? Are you proud of what you did? And I was like, hey, yeah. hey. In 15 years, Taylor Swift is going to say this was the right thing to do. I don't know if those are the mistakes she was talking about. What else, Taylor?
You don't always get all the things in the bag that you selected from the menu in the delivery surface that is life. You get what you get.
Okay.
Now I'm starting to worry and wonder, has Taylor ever ordered delivery groceries? Is she?
Oh, almost assuredly not.
She doesn't know what she's talking about there.
But I mean, look, that sounds stupid, but she's talking to a bunch of stupid 20-year-olds. Like, that's, she's just speaking their language.
They're waiting for them in NYU. They're not, not stupid. Mm. Why they got to be stupid, man?
Mm.
Taylor, what else?
You can't carry all things. All grudges, all updates on your ex, all enviable promotions your school bully got at the hedge fund his uncle started. Decide what is yours to hold and let the rest go.
Hold on.
This is what
I have
issues with as well.
Taylor, you can't carry all grudges against your ex. You've just re-released your Jake Gyllenhaal song, okay? You're still mad about this goddamn scarf that Jake Gyllenhaal didn't give back. You re-released the 10-minute version.
Yeah, that's my fault. She does go on to say, unless they still have your scarf, and then you just go scorched earth on
you
their ass.
You cut that part out?
Yeah. So she did. Right. She did mention that.
Okay. And finally this, Taylor has jokes.
Hard things will happen to us. We will recover. We will learn from it. We will grow more resilient because of it. And as long as we are fortunate enough to be breathing, we will breathe in, breathe through, breathe deep, and breathe out. And I am a doctor now, so I know how breathing works.
Good one, Taylor. Hang on, two nitpicks. Is this a nitpick, or is this just absolutely fair criticism? Taylor Swift, you're a professional performer, no?
Yes.
Can you try and sound like you're not reading? You're obviously reading.
No, that's I mean, maybe she is.
Definitely read. Did that sound like stream of consciousness to you?
There's a certain cadence to the graduation speech, and so she's following that. If you came out there and just was completely polished and sounded off the cuff, I'd be like, I can't trust this advice. You're pulling this advice out of your ass.
Okay.
You got to give me sage advice from a 5x3 index card.
More notable nitpick, and this is not on you, Taylor, but the honorary doctorate, okay? Mm-hmm. And this is not just me upset because someone in my industry recently got their own honorary doctorate. Congratulations to that guy. I'm sticking up for the actual doctors of the world, all right? The doctors who went to school for 8, 10, 15 years to get the piece of paper, you're just going to give one to Taylor Swift because you like those songs?
Hang on. You're telling me it's now Dr. Captain Morgan? I don't believe it. That you gone too far, Texas State.
Dr. C.J. Morgan.
Yeah.
No. No, I just don't. It's in the same way that when I see somebody and one of my friends is going live on Instagram, I'm like, no, you don't get to have your own live broadcast, okay? I went through the system and worked my way up to go live into the people's ear holes, all right? You don't get to, and you don't just get to show up one day and be like, oh, okay, I'm a doctor.
Is this because
I am Dr. Taylor Swift?
Nobody wants to make you Dr. Dick?
I would not accept. Mm-hmm. I am put me on the record today, May the 19th. 2022. If you offer me an honorary doctorate, I will refuse.
But a statue.
I am a man of. Oh, I deserve
a statue.
I deserve many statues.
Yeah.
Okay? People get statues for nothing all the time, but I will not be a doctor.
Back to the Morning X with Jason, Dick, and friends.
I have a new affliction, guys. I have a.
I feel that.
Yeah, I feel it, man. I have caught the fever. I've been trying to catch it, actually, for like 2 years. Only got it a couple of weeks ago. It's changed my life forever. I tried to share it with Nick yesterday. I think he might be refusing.
Oh, wow.
Davis the Door Guy tweets at the Morning X, says, Nick, he got you on the pickleball court, didn't he?
He did.
That's right, man.
But I had a
Come
good,
on.
I had a fun time. What do you want from
down
me?
Down with the sickness.
I'm down.
You're only going to share petty complaints.
I've got a slight fever. I could still work, but...
During pandemic times, my friend Bernie, formerly my ambassador of a co-ed softball, has now become the mayor of Pickletown, and he's my pickleball czar, and he sets up games for me, and it's been a super fun, tremendous time in my life beginning my pickleball journey. The only problem is I prefer to play weekdays 11 a.m.-ish, okay? That's when I'm done with work. Let's go play then.
Yeah.
There's not a whole bunch of monster taking over all the courts.
Do you know why?
Why is that?
Because it's hot as balls at 11
a.m.
No.
That is not why. It's because people have jobs, all right?
Yeah,
people have to work. And is it now a little warm to play at 11 a.m. on the weekdays? Maybe it is. Maybe it isn't. I don't know.
Jason yesterday, as he's leaving, and he's like telling me, you got to get there right now. He's like, you're going to want some water. I have never heard you recommend water to anybody
before.
Well,
you don't want to be, because I knew we were going to be out there pickling for 2 hours, and you don't want to be out there with no water, okay?
Yeah.
You're welcome. But the thing is, you have to have exactly 4, not 3, not 5, I guess 2. You have to have exactly 4 to get a good pickle going. And so, normally Bernie is in charge of all of those things, but for whatever reason, all the 11 a.m. picklers were not available yesterday. I had already recruited my house builder and architect, Ryan Reynolds.
What the? That's the coolest name ever.
Yeah, his name is Ryan Reynolds.
What a dick.
We were discussing where on my property we're going to put the pickleball court. And I was like, would you like to play with the... You want to play with the pickleball? And he's like, I'll try it. And so he was already in. Okay, so it was Bernie and me, and we got Ryan Reynolds. And then we needed one more, and I couldn't find anybody. And I was like...
My favorite part was when he just said, like, yeah, Jason's has one bedroom less on his house because he wants to put in the pickleball court. Which is always a good decision.
We might, at this point, just be down to a pickleball court and a trailer. Okay? Yeah. It might just be a pickleball court double wide. Because we've got priorities. Mm-hmm. We've figured it out. But I was like, guys, I know a guy. All right? I know a guy who ain't doing nothing today at 11 a.m. And that's when I tried to get my man, Nicholas Hajda, down with the sickness. Can you feel it?
I feel it. That was fun. I think you think that I didn't enjoy it because I just didn't devastate my body. Like, I'm slightly sore in some of the back region and the buttocks.
Mm-hmm. I feel like you treated the whole thing like a joke. As a matter of fact, I might even say, mind your behavior a little bit, all right?
What are you talking about?
It's Nick's first time pickleballing, all right? I'm taking him to meet all of my pickle family, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you were trying to embarrass me. Because Nick's first order of business when showing up to the pickleball court, he's going to take his shirt off and play pickleball with no shirt on.
Because I wasn't wearing proper pickleball. I was wearing work attire.
A t-shirt.
Yeah, but it was a very thick, heavy t-shirt. You need some sort of wick material. Or even no sleeves. So that shirt was not conducive to that. I would have died in that shirt from heat exhaustion.
Would have died in that shirt.
Yes, if I'd wear that shirt.
All right.
So yeah, also, you know, I need to even out my base.
Yeah.
Need to get some sun.
But the problem then, I suppose topless pickleballing is allowed. But yeah, Nick set off a chain reaction. Where Bernie's like, oh, if Nick's going to take his shirt off, I'll take my shirt off.
Pacemaker.
That's fine. And then we're like, you know,
shirts and skins.
5 games in. And Ryan was like, well, if these guys are going to have their shirt off, I'll take my shirt off, too. And I was like, guys, I'm going to keep my shirt on. Okay.
And there was Jason, like the fat kid who refuses to get in the pool.
Like a respectable pickleball player. Okay. This is a gentleman's game. All right. And you will play with a shirt on.
I think I did ruin one of the courts permanently when I tried to dive for a ball and just left it a smear of grease.
That's fine.
If you've seen the Long Cane Polly, that's what it looked like.
How do you feel about your experience?
First thing was that taking that pre-match gummy, probably not the best of ideas.
See, this is why
that
I'm
was,
telling you,
a little
you're
bit hard to focus
disrespecting the process in the same way that taking your shirt off before we've played a single point. You took a gummy beforehand?
Yeah.
Why?
I was done with work.
But
I leave work. I take a gummy.
You
good? Charge.
See, this is good because you're a yoga guy now. I'm sure you can take a pre-yoga gummy and still work out. But no, this is, you
will understand about activating your glutes. Okay?
Respect maybe the process of pickleballing.
That was
don't
perhaps
take
a mistake.
Don't take a gummy.
No, I had fun. Here's my problem is that whenever Jason invites me to do something, whether it's golf or softball, play at the Ligers, it's always A, I'm on the other person's team. Like, you're like, hey, do you want to play golf together all this week? I'm like, yeah. And then I end up riding a golf cart with your friend Kenny.
Well, like,
and while you're over there blasting off with somebody, one of your other friend, jamming to you know, Limp Bizkit and everything. And I'm like, oh, it must be fun to hang out with Jason. I'm over here. No offense, Kenny. Like,
well, I'm just trying to, I'm always just trying to make even teams.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And usually I'm the second best player and I assume you're the worst. So I'm going to pair with the third best player and you're going to go with the best.
See, here's the problem, though, is when you put me with the best player, like we played, what, 5 matches yesterday?
More than that. We won 4-2.
It was the third match where I could just see in Bernie's eyes that he was over it. He was over having to carry me. You said you can't play with 3 people. You can't, because we did it yesterday, okay? Bernie was single-handedly kept us in the match the entire time.
Mm.
So that's the other thing. It's just when I can feel, like, eventually halfway through, Bernie's just stopped giving me helpful advice. It's like, yeah, you're just going
to
suck.
Just because I want the record to be correct, it was only 5 matches. We beat you. We beat you 5 games? No. It was 4-2.
Yeah.
It was 3-1 at one point, and we should have put you away, but we blew it.
Yeah.
I blew it. That wasn't on you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Ryan,
tell you what, though.
It was Ryan's first time as well, but he's played tennis before. He's got skills. You? I don't know.
I'm interested to try it again without a gummy and see how good I am.
Okay.
And with proper pickleball attire.
Okay.
Which I assume is like that old man at the rec league, where you got to have the headband and the goggle specs and... lots of brace,
you know,
just a brace on every joint.
Bernie normally plays with eyewear on.
Yeah.
Did he have eyewear yesterday?
No,
absolute disrespect for his opponents, because he was not going to. He's like, nobody's hitting me with some high heat today.
Tell you what, enough about me. How's your body? How many welts do you have?
Bernie did twice. I made a mistake. You don't hit a short lob like I did, and he, you know, I paid the price. Okay.
But Jason got hit with a pickleball to the penis. It was hilarious.
No, that one didn't even. That was fine.
It was a small, little small.
He caught me on the inner thigh once. That was more
okay.
painful.
Okay.
Yeah. How would you? This is the most important question. How would you rate my game? If Bernie's a 10, okay.
Yeah.
Bernie's a 10, which he's not. But as far as you know, Bernie is the best pickleball player of all time.
Yes. You're an 8.
No.
7?
Oh.
I don't know. I mean, I know. Look.
Oh, my.
The scale goes from
my
Bernie
word.
To me, okay? I've set the bar extremely low.
If you say so.
No, it was good.
Okay, good. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this review of Nick's first time pickleballing against people you don't know.
Yes, and I look forward to the 2 years when your house is finally built in Manor and I get to text with, hey, drive out 20 minutes.
There's going to be a line of people waiting to play pickleball at the Million Dollar Manor in Manor.
They have to train Bogey how to hold a pickleball racket.
There's going to be a million people waiting to play.
Morning X Sports.
Fun fact. Did you guys know the Dallas Basketball Mavericks have advanced to the Western Conference Finals?
I did know that.
It's widely underreported, if you ask me, okay? A Texas team in the Western Conference Finals. If the Spurs were in the Western Conference Finals, I would not ever stop talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
But the Mavericks.
Here, you tell me whether I knew this or not. Because I knew that they were playing the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
But I was stunned to find out that this is the finals of the Western Conference. Like, NBA Finals.
They've won 2 series already.
Yeah,
they're just going to beat the Warriors, and then they'll be in the NBA Finals.
That part of it snuck up on me.
Slight hiccup to the Mavericks' Cinderella run as they fell in Game 1 to the Golden State Warriors, 112-87. Mm-hmm. Game 1 goes to the Warriors in the Bay Area. Andrew Wiggins had the playoff game of his freaking life, not just the 19 points that he scored, but more importantly, he drew the assignment of defending Luka Doncic, who did not have a good evening. Luka did finish with 20 points, but only
back to being Fat Luka.
6 of 18 shooting. He's always Fat Luka.
But now he's playing like it. Like he sometimes he plays like he's not fat.
And
sometimes
know.
He plays like
last
he's
night
fat.
He was. I got scratched on the face in the first quarter, Luka.
Oh,
which seems to have been
good job finishing the game.
Bust. Let's talk Luka Doncic, who the other day I was unnecessarily complaining about the way that he's like. He's very petty. He's very. He's very Taylor Swift style holding grudges. Like there's a whistle and somebody swipes the ball out of his hand after the play's over.
Did Chris Paul steal his scarf years ago and that's why he vowed revenge?
And if Luka has the ball after a whistle and they're just waiting around to see what the call is and somebody knocks it out of his hands, mm-hmm. he is dedicating the rest of the night to ruining your life.
Yeah.
Which again, if he was on my team, I would love that about him. But when I see him do it now, I'm like, what's the big deal, dude? Just take it down a notch. Just tone it down a notch, will you?
Luka seems like he should have gone to Duke, right?
He's Slovenian.
Yes.
So he doesn't really have that Duke feel to me. But I guess if you didn't listen to him, didn't know his country of origin, he's a white guy. Okay. Yeah. Sure. He's got
that. Oh, I mean, he's always complaining about the referees and whining about calls and everything. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like he's got that.
He's good at basketball. So yeah, he should have gone to Duke. But in the same category of unnecessary complaints,
Luka,
you're 23 years old. How do you have such bad tattoos?
What do you mean?
But just go look at the Luka Doncic tattoos. Like if you were if you started getting tattooed in the 90s or even the early 2000s. But Luka, who's been a professional basketball player since he was like 11, I just feel like a guy in the 2020s with the tattoo games where they are today, you should have better tattoos.
I mean, he's got some sort of bear or bird thing on his arm.
So do you think that's a good piece of artwork?
Well, I don't see any other tattoos.
He's got something on his back shoulder, but it's on. His tattoos got real Lena Dunham energy, okay?
Yeah, but I would say that Lena Dunham also has, I come from a war-torn Eastern European country, and this is the best we could get. We have hand-me-down tattoos from the 90s, yeah.
Damn, this segment is all over the place.
I know, so that fits to me, I don't know.
Okay. Luka with a not great night offensively. If I'm a Mavericks fan, actually, I'm not too worried because they made nothing. What was that?
Some clip from ESPN.
Are you professional or not?
You're just watching Warriors-Mavericks clips.
Box score. No, I did what happens to you all the time. The ad crept up on me. I didn't have it muted. It's all fixed now.
Good. Mavs up 1-0. Everything's going to be fine. More importantly, who you got in a Mark Cuban, Lil Wayne Twitter beef?
Ooh, that's tough, but I'm still
thinking
Lil
Wayne. Is it tough? Oh, really? I thought you'd think I'd go Mark Cuban all the way.
Nah, Lil Wayne's been to jail, okay?
No.
Mark Cuban's going to get shanked.
Fine. If this beef is happening in the streets or anywhere in person, sure. But a Twitter beef?
Oh, on Twitter?
That's what I said. Who you got in a Mark Cuban, Lil Wayne Twitter beef?
I'm still taking Lil Wayne.
Apparently, all the way back on May the 8th, I guess that was the night that the Mavs won Game 4 of their series with the Suns. They would eventually go on to win. Lil Wayne just tweeted, "Luka a hoe." Okay. Mark Cuban, owner of the Dallas Mavericks, then waited a full week to quote tweet that. Along with a picture of Lil Wayne sitting courtside at the Mavs Suns Game 7. And he included a Lil Wayne lyric, "It's an S show, put you in the front row."
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Lil Wayne was rooting for the Suns?
I don't know. And then he replied, there's some explicit language here, guys.
You can do it. Professional broadcaster.
"Mark Cuban, don't make me get you smacked, boy. You playing with me? I will defecate in your effing mouth, ho."
Oh, whoa. That elevated quickly.
Yeah. He said he would urinate, basically. He's gonna.
Oh.
Urinate's a defecate, right?
Probably technically.
Defecate is either one.
Defecate.
No, it's either
people
one.
No. People think of two.
Do they?
One. Yes.
I think it's either one.
Well, I tell you what.
That's your go-to insult, is that I'm going to go number one in your mouth, all right? This is why I take Mark Cuban in a beef. A Twitter beef.
Here, is Lil Wayne still relevant? Do we care about this? I don't think that he is. It's Jack Harlow's world, all right?
It's Jack Harlow's
Lil
world?
Wayne's just living in it.
Why is that? Because he's white, Nick? Hmm? Your Gerald is showing.
Because he's the only young rapper I can think of. That's not dead.
Don't air this segment. Nick, my friend, is here. Emily, my friend, is not here. Emily has COVID, and we have been talking to her on the phone each day. If you missed it earlier this morning, it was Emily's first time watching Die Hard, where she said now she knows where her dad got all those sayings, which is...
Now I'm worried how many times Emily's dad was just like pulled out a machine gun with her and just like left her these notes in her lunchbox and she's like, oh, dad.
Her dad used to say all the time, shoot the glass. but if you missed that, we actually did it on Facebook Live. So if you like us on Facebook at 101X Morning X, you can still watch that. Zach from New Braunfels tweets at the Morning X says, dumb question, Amnesty. Can you not just play singles pickleball? Can't you and Kenny just go do a one-on-one training session with your guy, Nick? Also, aren't you a Rick and Morty guy? No Pickle Rick clips? I guess I can find a way to mix in some Pickle Rick in the future.
Seems forced.
We're going to have recurring pickleball segments, if you guys like.
Make friends with a pickleball guy named Rick.
Oh, yeah. You can play singles pickleball. As a matter of fact, when we got out there, there was already a couple of dudes playing singles, and then we started playing, and another group of showed up playing one-on-one. I don't know. That's a young man's game, okay? I'm into the pickleball for the elderly competitiveness. And if I got to cover an entire court, I'm out.
See, I think Bernie got mad at me for saying that pickleball has old man energy, but it's because like it from what I saw.
I think that's 100% correct.
But like it's not so much about you know being able to cover the entire court or you know moving quickly and all these things. It's about being able to sit there and just tap it over the net. Just tap it over the net. It's like...
As somebody who was arguably assaulted by two balls that Bernie hit yesterday, I went home with a welt.
Yeah.
I would say that's
well, your
not
game
exactly.
is definitely like, you're trying to... I see that everybody... You look at Jason and you're like, oh, look at this 6'3" gigantic monster beast of a man. He's going to just be sitting there just Sasquatch power rocketing these things at me.
I am doing that.
And you don't.
I am doing that.
You don't. You play, everything's just a little doop.
You caught me on a weird day, all right? I got the yips, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Now I'm a real bad server.
Don't you have to have the game to get the yips?
I have the no, but I'm telling you, the best time that I ever played was the first time because I didn't know what I was doing. Okay, now I'm all in my head about the serves, and so yeah, now I hit old man with just old lady serves where I just go book, and just try and get it over the net. It's very sad for me. Matt in DC says no shirts, gummies, oil streaks. I can't take it anymore. Us tennis players hate pickleballers. Those are our courts. Take your child games elsewhere. Court beef established. Yeah, I don't ever see tennis people out there, but these are almost all the pickleball courts are converted tennis courts.
Yeah.
And so I did kind of wonder, are the tennis players mad?
Who cares? Okay, this is like somebody right. pulling up on one of those penny farthing bicycles from the 1920s with a big giant wheel.
Penny farthing bicycle?
Farthing. There's an H in there. And just like complaining about all the cyclists. I'm like, okay, grandpa.
Wait, tennis is the
yes.
Yeah.
It just screams like
pickleball. I'm the cool kid on the BMX, and tennis is the pig. What is it called? A penny
farthing.
I've never heard penny farthing.
I know. That's kind of a flex on my point.
Wow.
I might not even be right. But yeah, like that just like tennis is like I'm like okay, it just seems like an old, literally not old person game, but just old game. Like that's just old news, new hotness.
Okay.
Like you coming on like, hey, I have a Vine about how TikTok is stupid.
I promise no more pickleball content for at least I make no promises.
The Morning X, 6 to 10. Alternative rock all day.